Okay, let's move on here to Shirley. Hi, Shirley. What's on your mind?
I am calling because the doctor said that my mom has a low INR count. Her count, I think, went from 1.2 to, I'm trying to read my notes here, 1.1. And I just wanted, you know, I always have to, you know, check what's going on with a naturopathic doctor like yourself, who's very knowledgeable and skilled in natural remedies. And so I wanted to, first of all, have you, if you could educate me on what this INR is, and if it's something we need to be concerned about, and if so, then how can we treat it naturally?
Yeah, it has to do with blood clotting. Is your mother having a problem with that?
Yes, she is. In fact, I called you last week, and I bought that the product you recommended to get rid of blood clots. And,
oh, the Nattokinase stuff, yes.
Yeah. And so they right now have her on blood thinner, but now that we have her back home with us, we wanted to totally get her off the blood thinner and just use the product that product. And
well,
we're
ma'am, yeah, there's another thing to think about, and that is, let's see. The University of Washington has a gadget that checks how slippery platelets are. Now, if platelets are slippery, they don't stick together and form clots as easily. If they're not very slippery, they do stick together and form clots more easily. And the thing has a gosh-awful long name. I'm very sorry. It's called a platelet aggregometer, and it means how sticky are my platelets. Now, anyone, any physician, that is, can order that test through the University of Washington lab. And what do you do when you get the test? Well, if your platelets are too sticky, then if you're a lady or a man, you use fish oil, but you have to use fish oil with a higher specific fraction of EPA if you're a man, and the DHA works better for women. There's solid research on that. Nobody knows why it is. But that way we get our platelets not so sticky. They don't tend to stick together and give us clots. So you really would have to be working with a doctor who knows about ordering the platelet aggregometry test and telling you about which fish oil to take. But yes, fish oil is terrific for keeping the platelets slippery. But you see, the reason we need to do a test, if we take too much, our platelets can get too darn slippery. And if we cut ourselves, we start to bleed. And it doesn't stop easily, and we need a tourniquet, and we don't want that to happen. So that's why you got to work with the doctor on it, ma'am.
And so basically, one of the doctors could tell us kind of what, as far as the dosage for the fish oil and the dosage for the
Nattokinase. Oh, the Nattokinase you can take any time. Here's why.
Okay.
It doesn't do a darn thing except eat up clots if there are clots there. It has no other function. That's what the Japanese researchers told us. So
okay. The
point of the fish oil is keeping the platelets nice and slippery, but not too slippery. And that way, okay. We're much less likely to form a clot.
Gotcha. And then so that INR is something that is an indicator of how slippery is that?
Yeah, it has. It's also called prothrombin time, and it just tells you if you're an easy clotter or not an easy clotter.
So the lower the number, the easier the clotting, and the higher the number, the less the clotting?
I think so, ma'am, but you can read all about it online if you'd like to. You just put in INR test, and up will come a number of discussions.
Okay, but you're saying the solution would be to get that test done. And then take the fish oil. But would you agree? I mean, I know what you can or cannot say. But do you think I'm taking a reasonable position to get her off the blood thinner?
Absolutely, I work with everybody to get them off blood thinners, and we almost always can. But we have to take it step at a time, do it carefully. But still, it can be done because the blood thinners have all kinds of other adverse effects. Just for example, some professor from the University of North Carolina pointed out that one of the common blood thinners causes vitamin K deficiency so severely that you might get dementia because you're low on vitamin K. No kidding. So I want off those things.
Okay. So you're thinking maybe like just cut the dosage, just gradually cut down the dosage?
That's what's always done, is to cut it down slowly as we build something else up slowly that will do the same job but won't hurt. And that's where we're back to the fish oil and the Nattokinase.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling.